I don't know if this is a good day for golf. I can't. I'm not a golfer, so I can't tell whether what day is a good day for golf, unless maybe any day is a good day for golf. Someone who knows a lot about that, who's done a lot of golfing, is Jason Day, a PGA champion golfer, joining us today. Also with us, Dr. Nicholas Rose, board-certified medical oncologist. We're here to talk about golf as well as lung cancer this morning. Jason, good morning. How are you today?
Morning. How are you, mate?
We are doing okay. And, doctor, we appreciate you joining us as well to give some good expert advice. Jason, first of all, let's talk a little bit about the personal connection you have to this lung cancer story. Can you give us a brief story about that?
Yes. So my mother was diagnosed with lung cancer, and it was a bit of a scary journey. I struggled with it at the start because I don't really do well with stress, and I understood that it wasn't about me, it was about my mom and being there for her. And, you know, going through the journey of her lung cancer, you know, there was a lot of ups and downs. And for us to kind of understand the different options and different paths that we had, we discovered biomarker testing, and that was a huge part of our journey to really understand the EFGR mutation that she had that caused a specific driver that was causing the cancer to grow and spread, and to really understand what she was fighting against and what she was going through, not only on the outside but on the inside as well. And it was something that we're still fighting together today. She's still living with lung cancer, but fortunately she's been here in Ohio with me, and yesterday we're doing some art together, we're painting. So it was nice to be able to spend that time with her.
Doctor, how important is it for family members to be such an advocate like Jason is?
I think advocacy is so critical in lung cancer care. And like Jason said, this is a scary diagnosis. And, when you're first getting into it, it's great to have somebody on your side to advocate for you and to get you to the right information. And by doing biomarker testing, things can be a little bit less scary. We can learn more about these tumors and how best to personalize the treatment plans for our patients.
Can you explain more about this biomarker testing and how widespread is this being used?
Yeah, so biomarker testing means that, beyond just getting the diagnosis of lung cancer, we learn more about the tumor. We learn about the genetic makeup of it. And if we can find some of these genetic biomarkers, we're often able to pair them with a targeted treatment, which is usually a pill, which are often well tolerated with really good benefits for our patients. So, biomarker testing, I think, is something that is critical for every patient with a lung cancer diagnosis, non-small cell, advanced stage. I think it's happening, but it needs to happen for every case, not the majority of them, everyone.
Is this something that you ask for, or is this something that's already planned as part of your treatment?
This is not necessarily a built-in part of the process. I'm fortunate enough at my facility that we do this reflexively for my patients, but in certain centers, it is not a reflexive test. So having that advocate on your side to be able to make sure that this is getting done, I think, is critical.
And once that's getting done, you say then again, you can get a better targeted treatment and hope for, better results.
Exactly. If we can find one of these genetic mutations in your tumor, we'll open up some treatment options for you, as well as make sure that we don't pursue some other treatment options that may not be as good for your type of tumor. So it's a win-win that we're able to really cater your treatment plan to the patient in front of us.
We're talking today with PGA champion golfer Jason Day, whose mother was diagnosed with stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer. Jason, when you get a diagnosis like that, obviously a family member, you have that. How do you continue to be a professional golfer? How do you keep your game intact when you have this kind of going on in your personal life?
Yeah, I think it was very difficult for me. At the start, I felt like I wanted to quit. I didn't really want to be. I didn't want to be anywhere else other than be right next to my mom. She had given me so much in my life to the point where I had the opportunity to play golf as a young kid and ultimately turn professional, become number one player in the world, and meet my wife, and now I have kids. So I owed a lot to her, from the start to now. And it was difficult to go through that. But once I understood more about the lung cancer, once I understood more about the biomarker testing, and once we got onto the path that we needed to get onto, that kind of eased a lot of the stress. that, you know, of just the unknown. So we, you know, we teamed up with AstraZeneca and, you know, to understand more about the, you know, biomarker testing, you can go to completeyourdiagnosis.com to find out more information. So that just really kind of took a lot of stress off my shoulders to really understand what we were doing there.
When you're an athlete and you use that platform maybe to reach other people, you get feedback from folks. What's it been like then, having reached out and sort of shared this story?
Well, it's been amazing, actually, to be honest. I mean, the other day I was doing an interview on the Golf Channel, and we were down in Houston, where one of the big cancer research centers are, and they were talking to me about, you know, lung cancer and the cancer research and really just how much I know that I'm an advocate for, you know, the cause that we're here today talking about. And it's been amazing to get the positive feedback like that, to really know that, you know, I feel like I'm doing the right things in regards to trying to get people to understand more about the biomarker testing, and really kind of get them to understand that there's not just the typical way in regards to the path that you're on. There's, you know, biomarker testing that could potentially show another path for you, and know that, you know, there's just more options than you can really think.
Have you been getting a lot of golf in? What's been your routine like, especially now with this pandemic and a lot of folks are, you know, dealing with getting out? And sometimes golf, maybe getting on a golf course is a way to social distance and kind of be on your own and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind, to be honest, mate. I haven't had much time off because since, you know, the pandemic, we took about 3 months off during the middle of our season. And then since then, it's just been kind of full on. And you know, I played my last week, and now I'm able to spend more time with mum. So I actually was, you know, just back here, you know, yesterday, spending some time with her. I'll, you know, after this, I'll go spend some more time. You know, it's just amazing, you know, me being here as an Australian in America, and my mum being over in Australia, and I cherish the moments that I get with her. So I'm really looking forward to, like, spending some more time with her.
Jason, you mentioned that learning more about your mother's condition was something that kind of helped you through things even more. Would you give that similar advice to others maybe going through a similar situation as yourself, or are there other things as well that sort of helped you cope with everything?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing there is to really understand that you have to ask a lot of questions. You have to, more than ever right now, as we're going through a pandemic, and to really communicate with your team, with your doctors, your nurses, to try and understand that, you know, what are we fighting? What are we trying to accomplish out of this? And really try and get as many options that you can. And then really, like I said, your biomarker testing is huge. Go to completeyourdiagnosis.com to really understand about this, because the more options you have, you can kind of sift through it, and then that alleviates a lot of the stress that, you know, of the unknown.
Absolutely. And we also talked about, and we've had this doctor before, during this pandemic, people have sort of, who are on sort of regimens, routines, have kind of either not gone to their doctor, have sort of avoided that. And obviously we still keep that same thing. But if you're underdoing a routine, or if you have some sort of symptoms, doctors are still the place to go, regardless of what you know, the fear that you need to do. Well, Jason, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing that story. I know it's always, you know, a personal story to share, but it impacts a lot of people in a different way than your golfing does. And doctor, again, thanks for getting the information out, and we hope people find out more about these biomarkers.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Our pleasure. Thanks.